Good morning. It is December 17th, 2012. Time is 4:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside this Monday morning. The cover art is a picture of Jack the cat, Admiral Jack, who's keeping me company this early Monday morning. And I'm not feeling too well. I'm a bit ill, but I'm on a day off my day job, so I guess new experience feeling ill, because I don't feel sick that often. And when I got home from work yesterday, body aching and all, and it started Saturday and sort of culminated yesterday with an achy body after working at the day job. And when I got home, just struggled through it and went to bed early, thus being up early. And Jack has been so gracious of keeping me company this morning. And you might have heard him purr in the back. He's looking for the mouse, or else he's wanting me to get out the little laser light that he likes to chase around. That's his kitty crack, I guess you could call it. But I'll weather the storm. It's just a good opportunity to do an audio boo this morning, to say good morning to everyone. My thoughts and concerns of last Friday's tragic, very tragic shooting up in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. The president was in Newtown last night for the memorial. There'll be some funerals today. A very sad, sad thing. I've been trying to keep quiet concerning it out of respect for those families. I think that, you know, it's just everybody's going to have an opinion. It boils right down to it. Does it really matter at this point? No. I think with the tragic shootings that we have had here in the United States, everybody automatically goes for the gun laws and the NRA. And if we look at a pattern, it's the behavior, I think, of the individuals is being a root cause. If there's a mental illness issue with all those perpetrators that did these horrendous, tragic acts. And I think focus needs to be put on that. The gun laws are very, very tough. They're probably not enforced as much as they should be when it comes to hard-nosed criminals. But what happened up in Connecticut last Friday, you can't say the individual was a hard-nosed criminal. It was an individual that was able to have access to legally obtained firearms. And you can't just buy these firearms, go down to your local Walmart and you get them. No, there's background checks, and maybe there should be some upgrading that process and like. Again, this situation, the NRA becomes a prime target. Well, yeah, they're a large organization. Some people will agree or disagree with them. I think the root cause is how we perceive people that have mental issues. And I think everyone in this world is probably cross paths with someone that has some type of level of mental illness. And I believe that's the root cause, and that needs to be focused in on, I guess, for those people that do have that illness and their access to firearms. Just a thought. But my thoughts and concerns primarily go out to the families that are dealing with a very tragic, unthinkable thing that I could never imagine myself or anyone experience. It's just tragic. You'll have a good one this morning. Ciao for now.